Welcome to So Ordered, where we create audio readings of SCOTUS decisions to make them more accessible to the public. At the time of creating this podcast, the Supreme Court of the United States does not release audio of the court's decisions. Our mission is to make it so the public can be better informed on decisions of the court by using AI to generate audio of written opinions. The case before us today is Montgomery v. Caribe Transport 2, docket number 24-238, decided May 14, 2026. Before reading the opinion itself, here is a brief summary of the case and the questions presented. Sean Montgomery suffered severe and permanent injuries when his tractor trailer was struck by a truck driven by Yosniel Varela, Mojena, who was hauling a shipment for a motor carrier, Caribe Transport. A transportation broker, C.H. Robinson Worldwide, had coordinated that shipment. Montgomery sued, claiming that C.H. Robinson was liable for his injuries because it negligently hired the carrier and its driver, despite a poor federal safety rating. The lower federal courts held that his negligent hiring claim was preempted by federal trucking law and did not fall within that law's safety exception, and the Seventh Circuit affirmed. The question presented was, does the Federal Trucking Statute, Section 14501, Subsection C, preempt a state common law claim against a broker for negligently selecting a motor carrier or driver? The court held, a claim that one company negligently hired another to transport goods is not preempted by the Federal Aviation Administration Authorization Act because states retain authority to regulate safety with respect to motor vehicles under the Act. Justice Barrett delivered the opinion for a unanimous court. Justice Kavanaugh filed a concurring opinion in which Justice Alito joined. As a reminder, the audio is an AI-generated reading of a published opinion of the Supreme Court of the United States. The voice you will hear has been synthesized to loosely resemble that of the justice that wrote the opinion. All tone, inflection, pacing, and emphasis are produced by the AI model and should not be attributed to any justice. The text itself has been lightly adapted to aid in the creation of the spoken delivery. Please remember, this is a project to attempt to make court decisions more accessible to the public, and any substantive changes during the reading are completely unintentional. Please visit www.supremecourt.gov to read the opinion published by the court. One final note, during the reading you may hear glitches. Please know we are aware of the glitches and are working to improve over time. The following is the opinion of the court in Montgomery v. Caribe Transport 2.
The Federal Aviation Administration Authorization Act preempts state laws related to the prices, routes, and services of the trucking industry. But there is an important exception. States retain authority to regulate safety with respect to motor vehicles. This case presents the question whether a claim that one company negligently hired another to transport goods falls within that exception. It does. Sellers often use motor carriers to transport products to their destination. But finding a carrier can be time-consuming. So many sellers rely on brokers to do it for them. Think of it this way. Brokers are the transportation industry's matchmakers, connecting sellers of goods to the carriers who move them. Today, roughly 28,000 brokers arrange transportation for about a third of all freight shipped in the United States by more than 780,000 carriers. Brokers net the difference between the price that a company will pay to move goods and the cost of hiring a carrier. The federal government began regulating the trucking industry in 1935. The Interstate Commerce Commission, ICC, initially regulated rates and services of motor carriers in the public interest. But the ICC's interventions inhibited market entry and carrier growth, creating some operating inefficiencies and some anti-competitive pricing. Its regulation also stifled brokers' development. So Congress enacted the Motor Carrier Act of 1980 to deregulate aspects of the industry. The Motor Carrier Act eased entry requirements, reduced collective rate making, and encouraged greater flexibility in pricing. Even so, state regulation of the industry continued to inhibit competition. In 1994, Congress addressed that problem by enacting the Federal Aviation Administration Authorization Act, FAA, AAA, which expressly preempts certain state regulations involving motor carriers. A year later, Congress amended the Act to preempt state regulations involving other players in the transportation industry, including brokers. Its preemption provision now prohibits states from enacting or enforcing a law, regulation, or other provision having the force and effect of law related to a price, route, or service of any motor carrier or broker with respect to the transportation of property. 29 United States Code, Section 14,501, Subsection C. While the FAA-AAA's preemption provision is broad, it contains exceptions. 1, which we will call the safety exception, provides that the preemption provision shall not restrict the safety regulatory authority of a state with respect to motor vehicles. Other exceptions leave room for states to impose highway route controls or limitations based on the size or weight of the motor vehicle or the hazardous nature of the cargo, and to impose minimum insurance requirements on carriers. Congress designed the safety exception to ensure that its preemption of states' economic authority over motor carriers of property did not restrict the pre-existing and traditional state police power over safety. While driving a load of plastic pots through Illinois in a Mack truck, respondent Yosneel Varela Mojena veered off course. He struck petitioner Sean Montgomery's tractor trailer, which was stopped on the side of the road. Montgomery's leg had to be amputated, and he sustained other severe and permanent injuries from the collision. Varela Mojena was driving for respondent Caribe Transport 2, LLC, a motor carrier. Respondent C.H. Robinson Worldwide, Incorporated, a broker, had coordinated the shipment. Montgomery sued Varela Mojena, Caribe Transport, C.H. Robinson, and corporate entities associated with them. Among other claims, he alleged that C.H. Robinson was liable for his injuries because it negligently hired Varela Mojena and Caribe Transport. Montgomery claimed that Caribe Transport had a conditional safety rating from the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration when C.H. Robinson hired it. That agency had allegedly found Caribe Transport to be deficient with respect to qualification of drivers, hours of service of drivers, inspection, repair, and maintenance, recordable crash rate, and more. Based on that safety rating, Montgomery claimed that C.H. Robinson knew, or should have known, that choosing Caribe Transport to transport goods was reasonably likely to result in crashes that would injure others. Applying Seventh Circuit precedent, the district court held that the FAA-AAA expressly preempts Montgomery's negligent hiring claim against C.H. Robinson, and that the claim does not fall within the safety exception. The Seventh Circuit affirmed. The circuits are divided as to whether the FAA-AAA safety exception permits negligent hiring claims against brokers. We granted certiorari. Montgomery argues that even if the FAA-AAA otherwise preempts his negligent hiring claim against C.H. Robinson, the safety exception saves it. We agree. Recall the relevant text, the preemption provision shall not restrict the safety regulatory authority of a state with respect to motor vehicles. All agree that common law duties and standards of care form part of a state's authority to regulate safety. Because we hold that the safety exception applies, we assume without deciding that 49 United States Code, Section 14,501, Subsection C, would otherwise preempt Montgomery's negligent hiring claim. Negligent hiring claims impose a duty of reasonable care in employing a contractor for work carrying a risk of physical harm. See Restatement, Second of Torts, Section 411, 1964. The preemption question thus boils down to whether negligent hiring claims of the type Montgomery presses are claims with respect to motor vehicles. We conclude that they are. The FAA-AAA supplies no definition of with respect to, so we give the phrase its ordinary meaning. Dictionaries define it as referring to, concerning, or regarding. Following those definitions, we have construed the same phrase in the FAA-AAA's preemption provision to mean concerns. Dan City Used Cars, Incorporated v. Pelkey, decided in 2013. And the FAA-AAA defines motor vehicle as a vehicle, machine, tractor, trailer, or semi-trailer propelled or drawn by mechanical power and used on a highway in transportation. Section 13,102. Putting the pieces together, a claim is with respect to motor vehicles if it concerns or regards the vehicles used in transportation. Applying that interpretation here is straightforward. Montgomery alleges that C.H. Robinson failed to exercise reasonable care when it hired Caribee Transport, which had a subpar safety rating from federal regulators, to transport goods via truck. Based on that safety rating, Montgomery claims that C.H. Robinson knew, or should have known, that choosing Caribee Transport to move goods was reasonably likely to cause an accident. Requiring C.H. Robinson to exercise ordinary care in selecting a carrier therefore concerns motor vehicles, most obviously, the trucks that will transport the goods. So, Montgomery's negligent hiring claim falls within the FAAAAA safety exception, which saves it from preemption. C.H. Robinson, joined in part by the United States, raises various counterarguments. None succeed. C.H. Robinson and the United States contend that construing the safety exception as Montgomery requests would swallow the FAAAAA's express preemption provision whole. In other words, everything that Congress preempted would also qualify for the safety exception. Not so. Recall that the express preemption provision applies to laws and regulations related to a price, route, or service of motor carriers or brokers with respect to the transportation of property. The safety exception saves only a subset of preempted claims, those involving regulations concerning motor vehicle safety. One can imagine many state laws that are related to motor carrier prices, routes, and services, such as how much a carrier may charge or which highways it may traverse, that have no relationship to safety. C.H. Robinson also argues that Montgomery's interpretation of the safety exception creates surplusage. In addition to preserving a state's regulatory authority with respect to motor vehicles, the FAAAA also preserves state authority to impose route controls based on the size or weight of the vehicle or the hazardous nature of the cargo. If Montgomery's interpretation were adopted, the argument goes, these carve-outs would be redundant because they also speak to safety. But the surplusage exists whether the disputed phrase with respect to motor vehicles is defined narrowly or broadly, because any overlap comes from the reference to a state's regulatory authority over safety. In any event, the provisions can be harmonized. A state's choice to impose route controls or weight limits may serve ends other than safety, such as guarding against highway wear and tear. Finally, C.H. Robinson and the United States assert that interpreting the safety exception to cover brokers would create an anomaly with subsection B of the FAAAAA. That section preempts state regulation of intrastate rates, routes, or services of any freight forwarder or broker. Unlike subsection C, subsection B does not contain a safety exception. Why, respondents ask, would Congress completely preempt state regulation of brokers for intrastate rates, routes, and services, while only partially preempting state regulation of brokers for interstate rates, routes, and services? To avoid this anomaly, they argue, we should interpret subsection C's safety exception to exclude brokers. Then, states could not impose either interstate or intrastate safety regulations on them. We'll grant respondents this. It is not obvious why Congress included a safety exception in C, but not in B. But it would be even odder to say that the alleged tort, the negligent hiring of an unsafe motor carrier whose truck caused injury, is not an exercise of the safety regulatory authority of a state with respect to motor vehicles. The text of subsection C2A controls. Better to live with the mystery than to rewrite the statute. At oral argument, Montgomery's counsel was asked about the source of Congress's authority to enact subsection B, given that it purports to preempt state regulation of purely intrastate activities. Because subsection B is not before us, we do not address that issue. The judgment of the Court of Appeals is reversed, and the case is remanded for further proceedings consistent with this opinion. It is so ordered.